Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost, and there will be three readings in each part of the podcast. All readings will be from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. And the first reading is taken from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 34, through chapter 16, verse 13. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Samuel left for Ramah, but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah of Saul until the day Samuel died. He did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him. The Lord was grieved that he had made Saul king over Israel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace I come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointing stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him." we will not sit down until he arrives. So he went and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. The second reading comes from the book of Psalms in its entirety. Psalms 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. The third scripture reads, or is read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter and the shade of its branches. All the trees of the field will know that the Lord bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. The word of the Lord. And now we will listen to a song entitled Psalm 20, We Will Trust, featuring Aubrey Dale.
May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob shelter you. May he say, is
In the second part of the podcast, we will begin with a reading from Psalms 92, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 15. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." The fifth reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10 and 11 through 13 and 14 through 17. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident to say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. The Ministry of Reconciliation. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. Therefore, all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. Scripture reading number 6, and the final reading, is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. the parable of the growing seed. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. Though he does not know how, all by itself the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. The parable of the mustard seed. Again, he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word of them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the Most High God. Praises and glory to your name. Praises to the profundity of your thoughts. Although we have not always been mindful that you were mindful of us, we have not always been diligent in seeking you, the Most High God. Thank you for loving us and caring for us in our lowly state of existence. We are thankful that you raised us up out of the darkness and into your marvelous light. We pray that the lost will be reconciled to you by their acceptance of your Son, who died for the sins of all humanity, that they be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our closing song is entitled, What Mercy Did For Me, featuring Crystal Yates, Micah Tyler, and Joshua Sherman.
Fire. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.